This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Caroline and Uma with you. This is the all-new evening edition. This story in the news. A Pandan lawmaker Rafizi Ramli and a former public bank clerk Johari Mohammed have been found guilty and sentenced to 30 months jail by the Shah Alam Sessions Court today for breaching the Banking and Financial Institutions Act in relation to, and I'm sure you'll remember this, the NFC scandal back in 2011.
Yeah, you know, so that's finally come back to rock our world. Judge Zamri Bakar said the prosecution has proven its case beyond doubt. Both were ordered to enter their defence by Zamri on October the 25th, and this was last year.
Yeah, this is all, you know, all of this is coming to a front, Caroline, in the shadow of GE14.
Absolutely.
Because obviously, if you are charged and you are prosecuted, you may not be able to stand for elections, right? Earlier, we got in touch with PKR's communications director, Fahmy Fazil, to ask him what Rafizi's next move is.
What I understand is that he will be focusing a lot more on the campaigning, because the entire process of appeals may take a little while until and unless his status has been overturned. Yeah, his conviction has been overturned. He will not be able to contest in the elections, but that does not stop him from helping the campaign. For the party, we are worried because Rafizi, of course, is just one of several key leaders, including Tian Chua and Shamsul Iskandar. Tian Chua being the MP for Batu, as well as the party's vice president, and Shamsul Iskandar being the MP for Bukit Katil, as well as being our party vice president, both of whom have court cases that may disqualify them from becoming candidates in the GE14. But with regards to campaigning, all of the leaders will be focusing on the coming elections. In fact, as you can see, Rafizi has committed to going on the road to make sure that the message of change, message of hope, reverberates throughout the country.
That was PKR's communications director, Fahmy Fazil, on the state of the party moving forward, given Rafizi's verdict today.
Now, convicted along with Rafizi Ramli is former public bank clerk Johari Mohammed. He too has been sentenced to 30 months, and representing him in court was lawyer Latifa Koya, who actually joins us on the line right now. Latifa, thank you very much for spending time with us on the line. Now, I know you just got out of court. It's been a really long day. Can you please tell us what was the reaction of the team when the verdict was announced? Was it expected?
A verdict, as in whether he will be found guilty, I think looking at the way we went through the whole process, you know, he was asked to put in defense anyway. So, yeah, I'm surprised that they also found my client, the bank officer, equally guilty, because there wasn't any evidence of them colluding, no evidence as far as the bank officers bringing out the document, printing out the document. Those evidence were not there. So how the court came to that conclusion is quite surprising in that sense. But the second issue is whether the punishment came as a shock. It certainly came as a shock for us, because this is, as you know, it's 30 months. And 30 months means roughly about 2.5 years. The maximum punishment for this type of offence is 3 years or fine up to 3 million. There is no minimum there. So the maximum is 3 years. Now, for these two persons to be sentenced close to the maximum is quite shocking and excessive.
Yeah, Rafizi and Johari are getting close to a maximum sentence, as you mentioned, but there have been similar cases before, and they never reached this type of harsh punishment, right?
The prosecution came with two cases that involved similar Section 97. One person was a bank officer who pleaded guilty to revealing bank details of the Dato Wee Kasiong. And she was fined 20,000 and 2 days jail. And then there was another person, five charges under Section 97, who was sentenced to 20,000 and 2 months jail. That is the kind of average that we got. So to charge and sentence these persons for 30 months is absolutely unacceptable. And the other issue is this, which we have brought to court just now, is the fact that what was revealed was an exposure of wrongdoing or misusing public funds. And after the press conference in which it said to have revealed these details of a bank, that was on the 7th of March in 2012. On the 12th March of 2012, Dato' Saleh of the NFC Corp was charged for CBT. In other words, the AG's chambers had actually used these details or information to bring about two counts of charges under Section 409 of the Penal Code. So in other words, we are saying that the kind of exposure was done in a whistleblowing fashion. So how could you go for these whistleblowers and punish them? If it was any other country, they would have been exempted from being charged, because the offence, we agree that there should be secrecy and stuff like that, but Section 97 of the Banking Finance Act should not ever be used to protect wrongdoing or misuse of public funds. That cannot be the objective of that act.
Okay, so what's the plan now moving forward?
And so we've been given the instruction to proceed with the appeal, and I believe we have filed the appeal this afternoon. So we're going to fight it all the way up to, you know, to get this whole thing reversed.
All right. Well, good luck with that. Thank you, Latifa. That was Latifa Kuya representing former public bank clerk Johari Muhammad in this bank details leak relating to the National Feedlot Corporation's accounts. We've got some more music coming your way right now. Audio Slave, Original Fire on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.